Athabasca, the Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, in Edmonton and Alberta Health Services, AHS, have partnered to set up a recovery college course targeting mental health in Athabasca County seniors. In a March 17 media release, co-development coordinator for Recovery College Edmonton, Tristan McSwiney explained a recovery college as a free program offering a unique, peer-based, learning approach to mental health. Programs are designed to share practical knowledge that students can use to improve their well-being, she said. All learning is highly interactive. As opposed to a traditional lecture format, classes include opportunities to discuss and practice skills in a respectful and supportive environment. The program is meant to be symbiotic, with everyone in the group offering their experience for others to learn from, as well as making connections for continued support outside the program. Recovery College Edmonton will be gathering input from the residents of Athabasca County on April 6, 7, and 12 to get a better understanding of how we can best support seniors in the community, McSwiney said. Athabasca County was one of several municipalities chosen by CMHA to start a recovery college based on local input by AHS, who identified a need for support in the area. There's one course that teaches people how to build better boundaries, she said in an interview later that day. There's one we have that teaches people how to communicate a little bit better. Other courses might offer things like how to cope with anxiety a little bit better. It's really a wide variety based on what needs are identified. Programming is designed to meet the specific needs expressed by the community that is being served. All courses are created through a process called co-development. Course development begins with a focus group where anybody with an interest is welcome to attend. Ideally, there will be input from a variety of voices, she said. Feedback gathered from focus groups is taken seriously, and course development teams do the best they can to ensure that shared feedback is reflected in course content. The April 6 focus group will be held at the Athabasca Community Health Services Building at 3401 48th Avenue. The April 7 offering will be held at Portage College in Lac La Biche, and the third will be offered virtually on April 12. If you are interested in participating in one of these groups, contact McSwiney through her email, tmcswiney@cmha-edmonton.ab.ca. hstocking@athabasca.greatwest.ca.